So settling your bodies today to become as comfortable as you can. With eyes closed, knowing you can move around anytime you might want to for more comfort. But as you settle, let's take those three big deep breaths slowly and deeply now. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now's the time to become more open and receptive to positive thoughts and ideas, suggestions, images that help you to move forward with your life. And so as you allow for it, let's, as your normal natural rhythm of breathing occurs, let's begin to imagine, even now, I'm going to have you imagine something that's going to really help you to comfort, calm, and relax even more. It's called the depthometer. Imagine a large, like an old-fashioned thermometer, as though it's like upside down and the bulbous part is right above the top of your head with a long, dripping sort of sensation of some non-smelling but very comfortably calming, deepening liquid. And so the depthometer begins to drop slowly this liquid of comfort that begins to calm you and relax you even more. So we're using the powers of your imagination to imagine that slow sort of comforting, and it goes both within deeply and all around you. A sort of liquid of comfort completely only for the purpose of calming you and comforting you. It's the only thing it can do. And so it slowly moves through your head, your neck, your shoulders, and each breath you take with your normal natural rhythm allows the depthometer to do its good work for which it's meant to do. And it just brings a comforting through your face, from your forehead, through your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, across the back of the head and down. The depthometer does its good work for which it's meant to do. This calming sort of dripping liquid that flows through your neck, down through your shoulders, comforting you, calming you. And we're just imagining and visualizing that this could be so. A calming liquid that flows, sort of unseen, but is. It's sort of like just a feeling of slowly calming and comforting down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. And the depthometer, with every breath you take, is just slowly releasing this calming liquid all the way down your spine. Upper back releasing deeper and lower through the middle back, letting go. Calming and comforting. The depthometer does its work to help you become so very calm, so very comfortable all the way down into your lower back. Releasing now. Letting go, each breath taking you deeper. And this calming liquid drifts down through your chest, all around and all through, a kind of nurturing feeling sensations of warmth and calm, slowly moving through your whole entire being, down through your solar plexus. Each breath taking you deeper, in and around your hips and through your abs now. Each breath deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm you become. For the depthometer is only good for your well-being, for your calm comfort. It is meant for that only. And from your hips and abs down through your thighs, the depthometer continues doing its good work for which it's meant to do, nothing more. In through the knees, down through the calves, into your ankles, your heels, out through your feet, and out through your toes. And this slowly calming, comforting experience, as though it's a feeling of such a deep inner well-beingness that now becomes twice as comfortable within you as you take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release and let go now. Slowly drifting deeper and deeper, for your entire body is now comforted to the best of your ability. And just noticing that you are breathing freely and easily, just breathing in and out, in and out. And as you comfort further, turn your attention to your thoughts and take some time to get in touch with what is on your mind right now. Just follow your thoughts and notice what is on your mind. For it is now time to practice taking control of your thoughts. Doing so enables you to let go of unwanted, stressful, anxious thoughts and to give yourself time to increase your concentration and your ability to remain focused and comfortable. Imagine yourself going into your thoughts library, the place where you can let go of unwanted thoughts and take time for pleasant ones. Just begin to imagine and feel the peacefulness of the library. It is quiet, relaxed, and restful. Take in a nice and easy breath and smell the aroma in this special library. Just breathe it in and get a sense of looking around the shelves and seeing the different books, wondering if there are any titles that sort of stand out to you. And you just begin to see or feel yourself moving towards a special section of this library, your thoughts library, where there is a selection of color-coded books stacked on brown shelves. And getting a sense of looking closer now, there might be sort of a feeling or sensing or even a seeing that the books have smooth vinyl covers and are about the size of three-ringed notebooks. Inside, they have vinyl pages filled with pictures that depict stories. Now, the books are color-coded. The ones with bright colors are for thoughts that have good feelings associated with them. The ones with dark and shadowy covers are for thoughts that worry you, that stress you. Well, browsing through these valuable books gives you the special ability to capture your thoughts and to decide whether to save them for problem solving, basket them, or store them for another time. See or feel yourself take down one of the dark vinyl books. Hold it in your hands as you get in touch with it. Feel or see yourself slowly opening up the book of thoughts and pulling up one of the see-through pages. Carefully put every detail of a stressful or worrisome thought or situation under the vinyl see-through page. Close the book and put it back on the shelf for a while. This will give you time to realize whether that thought is worth saving or not. Now let's take some time to look over the many bright colored books, the ones with good feelings. Briefly, leaf through the winter white ones for ice skating thoughts, the blue ones for ocean sunrise and sunset thoughts, red ones for rose garden thoughts, gold ones for the flight of eagles, green ones for forests, aqua for seashells, violet ones for thoughts or friends. Thoughts of friends are those violet ones, and orange ones for thoughts of autumn. Just allow, give yourself this time to imagine, visualize. You might choose the blue ocean sunrise and sunset thought book, and as you slowly open it, you could feel and see the sun rising slowly into the sky until it bursts into bright sunshine. And the sun feels welcome and soothing, has a clear white light shining from it. And turning to another page, you find a cool and misty morning. The sky seems even more blue than usual as it contrasts with the soft, white, puffy clouds. See the clouds as they slowly move through the sky. And what do you imagine as you gaze at the shapes of those clouds? Below, the blue and green ocean waves are peaked with white foam, ebbing and flowing all upon the sandy white beach. And the waves move in and move out, forming patterns in the sand. The waves have a special rhythm that confronts and actually allows you to let go of even any remaining unwelcome thoughts. And then the rhythm is comfort, only comfort, relaxing and soothing. And you begin to feel even more peaceful, calm, and serene. You could imagine even feeling the water with your toes as you walk along the water's edge. The sand is cool and moist, the waves cool, moving back and forth over your feet. And then in your imagination, leafing through the pages once again, you could see or feel yourself lying in a beautiful beach towel on a warm, sandy beach. Feel yourself absorbing the warmth of the radiant sunshine. Imagine feeling the comfort of lying there firmly on the sand, feeling secure upon the earth as you let yourself comfortably sink even more deeply down, feeling held by the earth, peaceful, calm, and serene, in harmony with the world around you, feeling at peace with your surroundings. And turning to yet another page, you see yourself perhaps sitting in a red and white striped beach chaise lounge, which feels as if it were made just for you. And as you calmly sit there, you meditate on the beauty of the scenery, absorbing the peacefulness around you and feeling that peaceful something deep within. Perhaps this could be your favorite kind of day. The afternoon slowly passes by as you comfort on the beach and just letting the air around you just gently touch your skin, feeling comforted by it and being more and more comfortably relaxed as you just listen to the sounds of the beach. And soon the sun will begin to set, and you know that soon it might be time to return. The brilliant red and orange sun retreats below the ocean as it sets lower and lower and lower in the sky. And feeling so comfortably relaxed and comfortable, refreshed and peaceful as you close the blue book, noticing that the sound of the soft, mellow, gentle swish as you place it back on the shelf for another time of comforting like this from taking down a book from your thought library. And knowing that you have more availability of being in control and in charge of your thoughts allows you next to imagine and visualize yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, seeing, sensing, feeling the image of yourself in that radiantly healthy you place, having already comforted through your imagination zone, having already deepened your comfort with a depthometer, reinforcing the good, the positive, and the true of what has come to you so far from this experience, and holding that good, healthy image of yourself deeply, completely, thoroughly in your mind's eye, as though the subconscious just really gets that picture now and likes to match it. And so every step down reinforces these good ideas, with every step reinforcing healthy image of you, more and more depth of your comfort, more and more your ability to be in charge and in control of your thoughts, with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And as you go forward, imagine the door of your imagination opens wider, for there's still more for you to experience today. And you find yourself walking along a path out in nature, seems to be the country, and you can see, sense, and feel all of what is there for you. Sun is shining. Again, that breeze gently flowing. And you feel very happy and content to be on this path, for it is a special time for you, for somewhere within you lets you know that you're going to make a little visit to your heart's house. And then around the bend through the trees ahead, there it is, a house that exactly expresses your own tastes, what you like the most, a house that is perfectly suited to you. Every door and window, every piece of furniture, every color is exactly as you would have chosen. So you're going to take a good look around, for you're now there. A little bit of a time to explore your heart's house. Just imagine and get a sense of it all. So comfortable and peaceful it is for you. And as you visit any or all of the rooms, at some point, you come to what you might call your favorite room, where you find a large ancient chest. And you kneel down and open the chest, discovering a wonderful surprise that this chest is crammed full of gifts. Gifts just for you. They're gifts from the most wise, centered, empowered part of yourself. And so you begin to open the gifts, and you discover that each one is a gift designed to help you accomplish the most important tasks and goals belonging to this period of your life. Perhaps that first one is something you can wear. Maybe some sort of something that goes around your neck. Maybe a certain kind of t-shirt with a message or a picture on it. Something you can wear. Just open it and see what comes for you. And the next gift is a book. Perhaps it's a real book that contains key information that you need to know, or an important book you've read in the past, or a vision for a book that will be given to you to write. Some sort of special meaning for you, this book. Open this gift and find the book that's the right book just for you today. As you continue to find what is there for you in your ancient trunk full of surprises, the next thing you touch is a frame containing the pictures or photographs of one or more people. These are people who have been or will be helpful to you during this period of your life. They may also be imaginary or spiritual beings, perhaps great teachers or people from other times. It's something important for you, these people. So take a few moments to discover what this frame contains, what the picture, the photograph is of the people that are important for you for this time in your life. Gift after gift continues popping up through this ancient chest, and you keep finding the ones that are important for you. Perhaps the next one, wow, it's kind of interesting. It's a neon sign in all your favorite colors. It spells out a phrase or a slogan or a meaningful word that is just right for you. It bears a message that will be important for you to remember at this point in your life right now. Wonder where you might put this neon sign in your mind's eye. Let yourself imagine it as though you could switch it on. Know you could hold it in your mind's eye for whenever you need it, that special word, that special phrase, that you could simply click it on, helping you perhaps to remember that you're in charge and in control of your thoughts, and your mind ability is great and expansive. And always so very helpful when you focus positively. Perhaps next, you might find that there is that special symbol of your link to the natural world. It may be a living or spirit animal or pet, maybe a guardian animal who might even serve as a guide for you. Could be like a plant or something of that nature, connection to the natural world. Just helping you to remember that connection more easily, more effortlessly. Let that animal, that plant, that something, whether alive or as a symbol, come to you and be all that it can be. And remember, you have connection in so many ways, all around and all through. To allowing yourself to know that these are things, symbols, gifts that help enliven you, enrich you, connect you in powerful ways. And perhaps next, you might find way at the bottom of the chest, while there have been many, many, and other many gifts here that you find and you know that they have special meaning for you, this last one that we're going to look at for today is right at the bottom. And it's given to you by your own heart. It is some sort of object of great value because it is a token of the power that lies within you. The power to successfully always bring about the calm and the comfort and the peacefulness that's important for you in this part of your life and time of your life right now. And as you look down at this particular gift, you realize that you are now feeling a calm assurance that you will be able to walk through this part of your own personal path with a new kind of vigor and a new kind of confidence. For you know that the power and the knowledge and everything else that you will need to know lies firmly and eternally within you and is available to you at any time. Just take a few moments for this heart gift to be realized fully within you. And knowing that all of these gifts that you've discovered are truly gifts from yourself, you have created them just as they have appeared to you. They all lie within you. They're a part of you. And you can return to them, use them, and find other important gifts at another time. And appreciating them all as you digest and assimilate, accept and allow these gifts, with also knowing that you have the capability, the ability within you to always, no matter what, even in conscious outer awake life, perhaps one of these gifts with your thought to it, perhaps with your thought to your favorite experience of your thought library, or perhaps even your thought of the depthometer, can immediately, in your conscious outer awake life, calm you whenever you so desire. For you are in charge and in control of your thoughts, and you do have the ability, the capability, to be in the experience in your mind body that you would like to be in now, and even in your conscious outer awake life. So this is your positive focusing for today, and a positive focusing like this can only bring about positive results. That is how your mind, your body responds positively. And so, as the images fade for now, the strength of them stays with you. We reinforce the good, the positive, and the true of this experience now at zero. And we begin to come up and out, bringing back the good, the positive, and the true at one with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being. Four, more peaceful and a little more alert. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.